This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Get well. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic coughs and sneezes. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. You know, obese teens are now engaging in some risky behavior. Teens with extreme obesity, which we're seeing now really more than ever. And it's staggering when you see these young people and as overweight as they are. Blows me away. I mean, they've got high blood pressure, they've got high cholesterol, and they're 14 and 15. I mean, it's a tragedy. It really is. And it can be avoided so easily, but there's so much going on in these young people's lives. And whether the parents are overweight and they're teaching that to their kids, or there's emotional issues going on and food has become their way of coping with all of it, regardless of the issue, obesity is a challenge with our teenagers. But the extreme obesity, they're saying now, is more dangerous than they even thought. A new government-funded research looked at the risk for sex, alcohol, illegal drugs, or suicide attempts reported from more than 9,000 high school students who took part in a nationwide survey. And the study looked at the heaviest high school kids, the ones who top the growth charts for their height and weight, but have a body mass index greater or equal to than the 90th percentile. And that starts around 220 pounds for a 15-year-old of average height. Now, I know football players and whatnot are going to be naturally a little bit bigger. And so for a 15-year-old to be 220, you know, that is possible for them not – I mean, well, most of the times they're going to be a little bit overweight at that height and weight and at that age. But still, there's kind of – kids are that big. But I'm talking about the obese. I'm talking about someone that's like 5 – a girl that's like 5'4", and they're weighing 195 pounds in high school or middle school. It's just crazy. So this group of teens that they studied – they know they're a major health risk for their obesity, but they really didn't understand how typical they were in terms of their teen-like behaviors. And study researcher Meg Zeller, who's a PhD, and she's staff psychologist at Cincinnati Children's Hospital in Ohio, she said that her team found that being big doesn't necessarily make teens any less likely to experiment with things like cigarettes, sex, or drugs than their normal weight peers. But because obesity is known to be socially isolating, and many of those things are tied or tried in social settings, she said that finding was a surprise. They found that all kinds of risks, like smoking, turned out to be even more common in obese students. So because they're already isolated because of their weight and they're not feeling accepted by their peers as much, she's saying they're tending to lean toward even more than regular height and weight students of their peers, maybe, you know, to what might be considered more attractive, better looking. They're actually going more toward the drugs and the sex as more alternative behavior. And they're saying that extremely obese boys are about 50% more likely than their normal weight counterparts to have even tried cigarettes or to have started smoking before the age of 13. That's incredible. That's scary. And it's sad. But although heavy girls, we're about half as likely heavy, fat, it is what it is. We're more than likely than their slimmer peers to have ever had sex. When they did have intercourse, they were nearly 5 times more likely to do so under the influence of alcohol or drugs. So, I mean, it's being obese and being overweight is a challenge. So you take someone that's already got a poor self-image and they're a little heavy, and maybe they don't at first do drugs and alcohol, they start eating a bunch of food because it brings comfort to them. It stimulates, it does stimulate brain chemistry, and it makes you feel good. So they start eating more foods that are packing on the calories, packing on the pounds. Then all of a sudden they're overweight, they don't exercise, and then the whole temptation of drugs and alcohol, sex, all that behavior that can become very addictive, and it gives them a sense of purpose, maybe a sense of position, and a sense of belonging for whatever that does, whether it's other people that smoke and do drugs or someone to have sex with when maybe things aren't good at home and you feel loved and accepted, when you maybe don't feel loved and accepted for being overweight. Your parents don't make you feel that way. Your peers don't make you feel that way. But yet turning to sex or turning to drugs or alcohol or smoking, whatever it is, it gives you a sense of belonging, especially if other people are doing it with you. But the challenge is that because they already have a poor self-image, these kids are, they're saying the rates are even higher than kids that are slimmer or thinner. So it's something we really need to be on the watch for. And parents, if you've got kids that are overweight and you think your kids tell you everything, but they're probably not. And so it's one thing to maybe dig a little bit deeper. If you're busy, if both parents are working, it's important to invest in your kids and spend time asking them the questions or build the kind of relationship with them, hopefully, where they'll open up to you and maybe share the things that are really deep down on their heart and the things that are causing them to do some of this behavior. And invest in your kids to lose weight. I mean, if you're heavy and you're a parent, make it happen. Get on a weight loss program. Get with your physician. Get with a personal trainer and come up with a game plan. Look at what your diet you're eating. Make sure you're following something like an anti-inflammatory diet, that you're taking the right supplementation, that you're exercising, that you're getting the proper rest, but that you're not just living however you have to live to make it every single day, and you're getting overweight, and you're passing that image down to your child, to our kids. So we want to teach them to be good adults, right? We want them to be moral. We want them to make good decisions, to treat other people the way that we want to be treated, the golden rule. We want to teach them to be financially secure. They can take care of themselves and, you know, be responsible in that way. We always talk about these things. It's part of our culture, and we want that for our kids. But you really don't ever hear about how, as parents, we should teach our kids to be healthy. You want to feed, you know, a good mother, per se, that really wants the best. She may be the homemaker. She cooks dinner all the time. She's going to make sure that they eat their vegetables. All right, that's pretty standard. Most parents, whoever, the dad, the mom, whoever cooks, they're going to do that. But I think it needs to be one of those things where we live that. We have to live that for our kids, not just eating fast food at home and then making some vegetables for the kids. It's like everybody needs to make it happen together. Everybody needs to not be doing the Fruit Loops in the morning with, you know, with the cow's milk and the pasteurized cow's milk if you're worried about food allergies or gluten intolerance and all that. It, you know, you feed your kids organic eggs and fresh strawberries and whatever, but you're over there pounding down the Frosted Flakes. It's not going to work like that. It doesn't happen. It's not going to happen. You're not going to achieve the health that you can for your kids. You're not going to be a good example to lead them to do that. And we have to step up and make a difference. And with an article like this where there's peer pressure involved already, and that's something that we don't really have to deal with that much as adults. We do in our own ways, but it's nothing like it was seemingly when you're in that age bracket. And so they're just coming into their own. So they have enough to deal with. But to be overweight and then, you know, just take them to their doctor and hope that the doctor can fix it, the pediatrician, they're not going to do anything. They've got 15 minutes to spend with them. They can encourage you about diet, but it's up to really the parents and what goes on in the home to make the biggest lifestyle influence for our kids. And like I said, they have enough peer pressure as it is and enough things to choose. If we can guide them that way and give them good choices and empower them, encourage them, and equip them on how to live a healthy lifestyle, then imagine what they will do. They'll be able to pass that down to their kids, and you will have left a health legacy. That's what it's all about.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Wow.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. We're going to Lucille now. Hi, Lucille. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you, darling? How can I help?
I have a friend that he doesn't perspire during the daytime, but of a night he perspires a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, he is sort of worried about it.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, what would make that? I wonder.
Well, there's several things that could cause it. It could be hormone issues, even for a guy. It could be thyroid. It could be pituitary gland. It could be blood sugar levels. Has he been diagnosed with anything that you know of, like diabetes or hypothyroidism?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, that kind of information is really important. Okay. So, I mean, like I said, if you want to know a lot of the could-bes would be potential diabetes, hypoglycemia, could be hypothyroidism, hyperthyroidism. There's a host of things that could be. I would just need to know, you know, what he was diagnosed with and that sort of thing. So that would be the kind of information that would be helpful. So,
right.
I mean, it could be several issues, but I would just ask him to find out, and you can call me back anytime here on the show. But one thing for sure, I'll tell you this. If you're having night sweats at night, obviously the body's breaking down at some level, and he really needs to reassess his lifestyle choices for sure, meaning the way he eats, whether or not he exercises. The body typically, when you start getting symptoms like that, the body typically breaks down and goes to a place where it's pretty incredible. It's one of those deals where the body, when it changes, and you go through these types of hot flashes or night sweats or whatever he's going through, it's pretty incredible how several systems in the body can start breaking down. And we know that 80% of our body or organ systems are in the breaking down process when we start experiencing our first symptom. So he might already have something like diabetes going on, you know, that you don't know about. And that could be a symptom. It could be some of the medication he's taking. I mean, there's a host of things. So if you want to find out that info and email me back or whatever you can, that's fine. You can always do that. You go to asaandrew.com or have him call me here on the show. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Dale. Hi, Dale.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, man. What's up?
Great to talk with you too. I was calling, I got a problem with my left foot. And, I went to the doctor here a couple weeks ago and, for a routine checkup, you know, for a physical. And, I had a problem with the foot on the, left foot on the inside of the foot. It was a little bit numb and I related it to, I had to buy new boots for the winter, and I just thought that the boots were irritating the nerve, and because if you touch the area and the joint, if you hit that nerve, you could feel it, you know?
Right.
And, but anyways, and he said that's what he kind of thought it was, and changed boots, so I changed boots. And I wore these other boots for about a week, and then my big toe started to hurt so bad that I couldn't even move it. And then the pain went from the toe to the ball of the foot, and so the outside of the right toe on the bone and stuff was real sore, and now it's kind of moved to the middle of the foot, and And on the ball of the foot, if you get hard, it hurts. And my toes, you can feel them, like say if you have been frostbite a little bit, it kind of feels like that a little bit, an ache like that.
Is it in the base of the toes? Is it in the base of the toes, though, between the big toe and the next one over?
Not at the base, it's at the tip, kind of. You know, and it's from the second, third, maybe fourth toe, you know. But it started out, you know, I still have on the side of the foot, it's a little numb there yet. The big toe doesn't ache like or hurt like it did, but the pain has just moved from the big toe to the next couple of toes and in the middle of the foot, you know, like almost like somebody is kind of putting your foot in a vice and tighten it in the middle, you know, it's hurting.
Right.
So, but I'm just trying to figure out if maybe if I jumped down on the foot, maybe fractured it. I haven't been able to get back into the doctor, but I was just wondering if it was something like that or if it's related to that nerve or if it's arthritis or, but it just came on this all of a sudden when it happened. And the big
did it come on?
Did it come on?
Here's the thing, though. Did it come on when you started wearing these new boots? Or I mean, if you wear flip flops or no matter tennis shoes or whatever you wear, no matter what you wear now, it hurts. Nothing changes it.
Right.
All right. I would definitely go back in to see your physician. I think it's a wise thing to do because there's several things that it could be. Like I said, it's another one of those could be's. And especially if you thought it was the boot that kind of flared it up, but it's not. I mean, there's no way you've got all that going on probably from a pair of boots unless you wore them for a long time and just kind of worked through it and you could have irritated the area. So probably the best thing to do is go to your – I mean, if it was me, I'd go back to the doctor for sure and have them run some tests because there could be some other issues going on. It could be nerve, no doubt about it. And the nerves would be coming from the lower back, but, you know, they wrap down and go into the feet. Could be caused some neuropathies, which is potential that could be it. And that could be a nutritional deficiency as well. Could be something as simple as an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency, too, causing inflammation. Could be your diet as well. When you eat things like processed foods, you'll get a lot of excess irritation and inflammation in the digestive tract, which can transpose itself into the joints and can cause a mimic arthritis. So there's a lot of could-be's. That's why some testing would be really good, blood tests as well. And I mean, you can look into things like elimination or cow's milk, dairy, and any wheat products, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. If it's a flour-based food, those can be things you could avoid as well. It's something to consider. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's health coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERRYBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Check us out. Your life, great information all the way around to just to help you. I mean, it's going to give you experts each week, recipes, all kinds of great information. I'm real excited about it. It's something we've been working on and so many people have been asking about. So we've improved. We used to have one, we've improved it, and it's going to be there. It's absolutely free. Want to encourage you to get that. Also, if you're not on Facebook and Twitter, you need to be, because it's how we keep you posted. If you miss anything on the show, we'll have certain items posted there, as well as you're able to ask questions, and we'll do our best to get those handled for you in a timely manner. Give me a call right now, 888-283-7272. Right now, we're going to go to Joe. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. What's up?
Okay, hey, first of all, I want to thank you for your book. My wife and I, we've been on a 4-week, I can't remember, you don't call it a diet, a 4-week cleanse, with no sugars,
It's anti, it's a diet. It's the anti-inflammatory diet is what it is.
So there you go. Anyway, it's been 3 weeks. Myself, I'm 50. I've lost 14 pounds in 3 weeks. And I'm just letting everybody know it's not that hard to follow this diet.
That's great. That's great news.
But we're sticking right to it. I mean, we're not wavering at all on it. And it's all I drank for 3 weeks, believe it or not, is water. And I used to hate water. I couldn't stand water. And we're doing the probiotics and digestive enzymes, And my question was goat's milk.
That's great. Joe, that's huge. Let me stop you there for a minute. That right there is such a great example of you and your wife both making a decision that you want to get well, that you're not satisfied with the life and the way you've been living, and that you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. Let me ask you a couple of things about that, too. Were you diagnosed with anything? Have you been dealing with anything like cholesterol or blood pressure or anything?
I've never had a health issue. Never in my life have I taken medication. Never had health issues. I'm always kind of pretty decent. I never was really overweight. I'm like 5'7". I was 180 pounds. So it's not like I'm bigger than most men I know are a lot bigger than I am, a lot bigger. But we just got tired of it. We got a grandbaby, another one come along, and we just want to live in a long life and be a blessing to our kids, you know, and the grandkids.
That's great. That's such a great story.
I'm into raw goat's milk now.
That's amazing.
And is it okay for me to drink the raw goat's milk while we're on the diet?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we're big fans in our company for raw goat's milk and raw cow's milk. Raw cow's milk is okay later on, but you just need, some people can handle it and some people don't. So it really comes down to the person. And that's one of those things that you'd want to look into later on your own. But the raw goat's milk is pretty much hypoallergenic, and it's easy for the body to digest, as I talk about a lot. And yeah, I mean, it's great. Raw goat's milk is amazing.
Yeah. So. Because my wife never liked cow's milk, but she loves goat's milk.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
She's had just shaking her hands, basically, for years. I don't know. I've been with her for a lot of years. But it seems like it's been
a good thing.
5, maybe 10 years. And one day she just asked our family doctor about it. And they gave her a test, and she doesn't have Parkinson's or anything like that. It's a special tremors. And they wanted to give her a medication that would basically be a mood-altering drug. You know, she don't want to have her mood altered at all.
No.
So basically, it was like you had to make a decision, you know, would live with it or take a drug, and we don't want to take the drug.
Right.
I was wondering if there's anything she could do in her diet that could possibly do it. She's trying to get more rest. As a matter of fact, your book said you should get like 8 hours rest a night.
Yeah.
If you're doing a diet, I'll tell you, I work second shift. I get home at about midnight, I go to bed about 1 o'clock, and I'm up at 7, and I got so much energy, I can't go back to sleep. This diet is just fantastic. I mean, it's life-changing, you know?
Yeah, it really is. And I'm glad that's helped you. That means a lot to me, because that's why I do what I do. So that's great news. Hey, when it comes down to the tremors, and I'm not saying this is a foolproof, but I can tell you some history behind it and give you some good information that might help. But dopamine levels, there's our brain chemicals, and I talk about dopamine in my book and talk about neurotransmitters, the brain chemistry, and how important that is. It's the mental side of our body. But remember, everything affects everything. So our brain chemistry can affect other areas of our body as well. And so dopamine is one of the feel-good chemicals in the body. But when it gets low, when we have low dopamine, it can cause issues like these non-essential tremors. It can be an indicator for that. And so there's several things that we can do from a nutritional perspective that can help the body, because we are what we eat. And remember when our body breaks down and we get sick for three different reasons. All right. Number one is we have nutritional deficiencies. Always, 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 always. There's going to be some form of a nutritional deficiency within the body. Number two, toxicity. And it can be toxins from the environment, emotional toxins. It can be just toxic environment all the way around that could be causing that. So understand that can be an issue as well. And then genetics. Our genetics play a role. We can't help it. It is what it is. It's the cards we were dealt. So you want to do everything you can. The good news is 2/3 of all of this falls on our environment and falls on the choices that we make. So that's pretty cool, because that means that we can actually make changes in our lifestyle, changes in our diet, changes in the way we do things, and our body can regenerate. And we could see certain areas of our body that weren't working as well begin to repair and regenerate and start doing better. And then we can do better, which is fantastic. So certain foods that can be very helpful meat, fish, eggs, cheese, chocolate, all of that are very, very good for stimulating dopamine production in the body and getting it from our foods. Now, the chocolate would be the dark chocolate, more the bitter chocolate, 75% cocoa or better. Stay away from caffeine. That's something that we've known and seen in research, that caffeine depletes two amino acids. It depletes tyrosine and phenylalanine. Those two, when they get depleted, those are the two that help make dopamine. So you drink caffeine, you're going to cut down on those, you're going to shut down your dopamine levels, and it's just not going to be a good thing if you're dealing with these essential tremors. There's certain supplements that have been shown to help with dopamine production, and those are blueberry extract, glutathione, tyrosine, which we just talked about, but also pyridoxal 5-phosphate. P5P is a version of B6. And B6 is great for brain chemistry. It's great for neuropathies. We really get depleted in B6 just through our lifestyle and through stress. And we don't get enough in our foods. We don't eat enough vegetables. Even if you think you're eating, oh, I eat vegetables all the time, we're still not getting everything that we need out of it. And it's something that we need to look into a little bit more sometimes if we're dealing with some of this. So anyway, those are some nutritional perspectives if that's what you're looking for. And if the doctor doesn't have her on any medications, when you go visit with he or she again, let them know about that, because it might be something they can use in their practice, and might be something they can guide you on in that process. So keep me posted on how things are going. I'm glad that the diet's going well for you and that you've made those decisions to live a healthier lifestyle. So that's great news. And it's really encouraging to me as well, because that's what I want for everybody that we are able to touch in any way. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Remember, if you've got a friend, a family member, a coworker, a loved one that is struggling with their health, and they've got questions, they just kind of don't know where to go and need some direction, or you just need somebody to talk to, well, that's what we're here for. And if you want to get some good information, maybe to empower their health and empower their life, well, let's talk about it. You can call me right now, 888-283-7272. Doctors are performing a second U.S. full-face transplant. The second full-face transplant in the United States was performed last week by surgeons at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. And the transplant was performed on 30-year-old Mitch Hunter of Indiana, who suffered serious facial injuries from a high-voltage electrical wire following a car crash in 2001, the Associated Press reported. The procedure took more than 14 hours, but went smoothly, according to the lead surgeon, Dr. Bohan Pomahat. He said the first full-face transplant in the U.S. was performed last month at the same hospital, and the patient was a Texas construction worker, the AP reported. So it's interesting. You start thinking about full face transplants. Think about that for a minute. Think about how you've seen it in movies, and just start let your mind go with where that technology and that aspect of medicine could go in the future. You know, like your skin the way it is, let's have a full face transplant. Don't like the way you look? Full face transplant. So I know they're using it right now for purposes of restructuring and giving somebody their face back. And, of course, there's the bony structure of the skull that would have to be modified some. But there's a lot of aspects and a lot of road rabbit trails that aspect of medicine can go down. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Electronic cigarettes are to be regulated as tobacco products. The FDA, Food and Drug Administration, has released that the electronic cigarettes marketed from non-therapeutic use will be regulated as tobacco products rather than drugs. The FDA says that a proposal is an outline in a letter posted at the agency's website. And in December, the U.S. Court of Appeals ruled the FDA can only regulate e-cigarettes as a tobacco product, and if they aren't marketed for therapeutic use, they can't touch it. So the ruling gave the FDA the power to oversee sales of these controversial products. The e-cigarettes include a battery, so the electronic cigarettes, that is, a heating element, and a cartridge that contains a liquid suspension with nicotine obtained from tobacco plants. And when a person uses an e-cigarette, the liquid is heated and vapor is emitted, Bloomberg reported. So interesting to see the whole battles going on within this and if it's really effective as an alternative at all.
Anytime. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJImedia.com. That's PIJImedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Got questions about your health? We have answers. We want to do everything we can to empower you with your health and with your life. Cindy, in California, she writes in an email, I've been struggling with low energy levels. I'm not really sure what to do. The doctor says that my thyroid is fine. What do you think? Well, energy levels, if they check your thyroid, that's great. And the thyroid being okay is really good news because women today, we're seeing so much of hypothyroidism, which is low. Hypo means low. Thyroid function, and that is... It will rob your energy levels. When that little gland stops functioning at its peak level, becomes a challenge. But another issue that we're seeing in America right now that's not really tested for is adrenal function. And it's really more adrenal fatigue. And doctors argue back and forth that there really is such a thing called adrenal fatigue. It's kind of this phenomenon that people want to discuss. And a lot of the kind of get your old school and your new school. The old school thinks it's ridiculous, and the new school put some credibility or validity to it. And the adrenal glands are our body's stress glands, and it's based on research with Hans Selye, who is an MD back in the day, and he did research on stress levels and pretty much how our body adapts to stress. So it's called the general adaptation syndrome, or GAS for short. But he found in doing research that our adrenals can only handle so much. And if we go through all the stressors in life that we go through and we tax the adrenals, then it becomes difficult for us to recover. Our energy levels go down. Disease can set in. And our body just can't recover. And the more stress we put on it, such as what we have going on now, I mean, just with life in America, especially with the pace that we're at, I mean, 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week, and just that pace that we all run, how taxing it is on our body, how taxing it is on the adrenals, and really what we need to do to manage that. Well, the adrenal fatigue that we talk about, there's several things you can do. And if your energy levels are low and you think the blood test, I mean, I don't know if they check for anemia, Cindy, but I mean, the anemia is a big one. So if they haven't done the blood test for that, that's important. Blood sugar levels, I'm sure they did all of this. I mean, if they ran the basic blood test, they're going to have checked it. Even the CBC and the CMP would cover all that, even indicators. So they probably did. And checking your thyroid too, everything's okay. So if they're scratching their head, it could be emotional stress that's making you tired and really zapping your energy. It could be food allergies. So cutting things out like cow's milk, dairy, wheat products, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all the flour-based foods, that's a quick indicator, and you'll find really quickly whether or not your body is dealing with some kind of allergy to foods. And then if it's adrenal fatigue, you'll know. You'll cut out typical flour-based foods like that, but cut out fruit juice, sugars, processed foods of all kinds. And you can, if you're a coffee drinker, cut out the coffee too, because that's a good indicator. See, that coffee stimulates cortisol, and that's kind of a false sense that the body or that the adrenals are working better and that your energy levels have picked up, because the coffee bean is acidic, but the natural caffeinated coffee bean will stimulate cortisol. It's just the nature of it. And that gives you an artificial kick in the morning. That's why a lot of people drink it. Their cortisol is low when it should naturally be a little higher in the morning, because cortisol wakes us up. It's a stress hormone. And so when you drink the coffee, it stimulates more cortisol, and it gives you a false sense of energy. And rather than letting your body regenerate and letting the energy levels function better on their own. And so green tea, that's another great way to
protect the adrenal glands, vitamin C, vitamin B6, or vitamin B5, rather, pantothenic acid. Those are all great things to look into for supporting the adrenal glands. And there's great research out there on that, so you might want to do some reading up on it. But coming up with adrenal fatigue and supporting that and strengthening the adrenals, one of the best things you can do to support and encourage a healthy body, but also healthy energy levels. So I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Check us out. If you haven't signed up for our new weekly email newsletter, you can do that at the website. And it costs you absolutely nothing, but it will give you all kinds of great health information to empower your health and your life. Now we're going to Robert. Hi, Robert.
Then, you know, the drugs, prescription drugs, because they had a side effect even for it's drying out your eyesight or whatever and all that. I'm trying to find something that I can use for high blood pressure other than taking that.
Okay. Are you taking anything right now for blood pressure medication?
Yes, I am.
What are you taking?
Benicar.
Benicar. And has it managed your blood pressure? Have the numbers stayed where they need to be, or is it not working, or it is, but you don't like the side effects?
One time I was taking another one beside it, but what I started taking was using vinegar and honey. Mm-hmm. I started mixing up a solution like about 12 tablespoons of honey and 12 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. And I was getting that from the health food store, the apple cider vinegar and everything. I mixed it. I used to take that about an ounce every day. Now, it kept it down and everything. It managed it. It managed it so well that but I never did just stop, you know, just come off the pill.
Yeah, well, you don't need to come off the pill unless your doctor tells you to. That's really, really important. Just because, I mean, that's blood pressure is not something you want to mess around with. There's some good research. Let me give you a couple things that you can go look into. Rebounding, jumping on mini trampoline, 5 minutes a day to 20 minutes a day. Harvard did some great studies on that, and it's a great exercise. It pumps the lymphatic system. It helps regulate blood pressure. Arginine and citrulline are two amino acids that can be helpful. NADH as well. There's good research on that. It's a version of niacin, which is B3. So those are some things to look into that can be helpful, but I just want to really reiterate to you that blood pressure is not something to play around with, and the medications the physician has you on, that's got to be a close relationship, and you guys got to create some kind of partnership as you're working on some more natural lifestyle choices, okay? But there are good things out there to look into. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank a producer. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our community.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you might have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.